Welcome to Ooh Baby Bible Stories with Z and C, where we listen and learn God's great story. Today, the story of Rahab. The city of Jericho was an evil city. Joshua and the Israelites had to face this powerful city as their first step into the promised land of Canaan. In this story, God chooses to show mercy to a simple person who joins God's people by faith.
Joshua, you sent for us?
Yes, have a seat. As you know, we're on the edge of the promised land the Lord has led us to.
It's been so long, 40 years in the desert.
But finally, here we are. It's time for us to conquer our enemies and receive what the Lord has given us. We are to take the city of Jericho.
But Joshua, sir, Jericho is very strong and the walls are thicker than a man. It's tall. It stands as tall as 10 men.
I'm aware of that. But we must be strong and courageous. The Lord has brought us this far, so He will not abandon us. Our God is faithful.
But what do you want from us?
I want the two of you to go spy on the land. Report back whatever you find.
We can spy. We have done it before. But where do we go once we get inside the walls? The Canaanites know where we are here. Thousands of people can't be hidden. They will be vigilant and watching for spies.
Yes, they'll be suspicious of outsiders. But I tell you again, be strong and courageous. The Lord will show you what to do.
Yeah. I feel like the Lord has directed us to this place, and it's nearly time to shut the city gates. But look at all the men coming and going. Surely the woman is a prostitute. If we join the men going in and out, the town people won't be suspicious.
They already seem to be watching us closely. Have you noticed?
Yes, I have. Come on, let's go.
Yes?
Ma'am, we need a place to stay tonight. We are travelers from afar.
I know who you are. My name is Rahab. Come in. I'll give you something to eat. Can I help you?
I come as a messenger of the king. Are you Rahab?
I am.
The king has been informed that there are spies within the gates tonight. Some witness saw them entering your home. Do you know where they are?
Spies? People who want to attack Jericho?
Can you hear them?
Your home sits right at the wall. You can likely see there are fires from your window. There is a huge camp of Israelites. It is said their God is gonna give them our land.
Oh dear.
So, were the strangers here earlier?
Yes, yes. They were seeking a place to stay. I gave them food. They only stayed a little while and then left shortly before the gates were closed. If you hurry, you could still catch them. They couldn't have gotten very far.
Yes, thank you, ma'am. Man, hurry. They are going towards the Jordan. They have left the city.
You must go as fast as you can. My Israelite friends, you are safe.
We heard. You hid us. You protected us. Why would you do that?
Your reputation is important, and so is your God's. I know He has given you this land.
The Canaanites know of us?
Everyone is terrified of you. We've heard what your God can do, that He dried up the sea so you could cross it, and He helped to defeat the Ammonites. Your God is everywhere, and He is powerful. Now, because I have shown you kindness, you must promise me you'll do the same for me and my family, my parents and siblings and their families. You must save us from being killed.
Our lives for yours. If you keep our secret, we will protect you when the Lord gives us this land. Here, take this scarlet cord and hang it outside your window and down your wall. If you don't do this, we will be destroyed. And if your family is not here with you, they will be destroyed.
I will do as you say.
Rahab let the rope down from her window, and the spies climbed down. They hid in the hills for 3 days, then reported back to Joshua all they have learned. Just a few days later, it was time for the Israelites to conquer Jericho. God told his people to march around the city 7 days. It seemed odd to those living in Jericho.
What kind of battle was this? Why do you have all this hanging here, Rahab? It's ridiculous. Those people are marching around without any weapons. They can do nothing to get through these walls. But today, they keep marching. Each of the last 6 days, they marched around the city once. But today, they have gone around 7 times.
They are crazy. And you are crazy to keep this cord hanging here.
Father, Mother, I beg you, remain in my house. I believe in this God. He will do as he says.
We will wait. But it's been 7 days of them marching around like a bunch of fools. I don't see the... What? What is that?
Trumpets! Look! The gate! The rocks are starting to crumble!
How can this be?
The wall! Father, open your eyes! The wall still stands! We are alive! How can this be?
All around us, the walls have completely collapsed. We are all that's left.
Praise the God of Israel!
Rahab! Are you still there?
I'm here, and my family with me.
We will come and get you out.
But what will become of us? Our people are gone.
You will join the Israelites.
But I've done many things against the laws of your people.
But you also have faith in our God. Now you will be one of God's people.
And he will be our God.
But that wasn't the end of the story of Rahab. God not only saved her, he redeemed her life. She married an Israelite named Shalom, and they had a son named Boaz. When Boaz was grown, he married a woman named Ruth, who gave birth to Obed. Obed's son was Jesse, and Jesse's son was the great King David. And generations later, the Savior of the world was born from the lineage of Rahab, a woman who was a foreigner, a sinner, and one of Israel's enemies, became a many times great grandmother of Jesus himself. All right, kids, I hope that you enjoyed today's story. I personally enjoyed it. I think you enjoyed it too,
Steve. Yep. That was so awesome.
Right?
That was so awesome.
Telling you this story is like us being there. So we're going to just do a little bit of a reflection on the story. Okay, so God had been working in Rahab's heart before the spies even arrived. 40 years before, God had freed the Israelites from Egypt, parted the Red Sea, and given them miraculous victories over other seemingly stronger kingdoms. The stories had spread across the wilderness, and Rahab believed that God could do everything he promised. Rahab showed her faith by obeying the spies' instructions to keep her and her family safe in her house with a red cord outside. God rewarded Rahab for their obedience. And when the walls of Jericho miraculously fell, Rahab and her family were safe. Rahab did not feel worthy to join the people of Israel after the city was destroyed. She was a sinner and was one of Israel's enemies, but God welcomed her, and she became so important to God's story that she listed as an ancestor to Jesus. How awesome is that? But before we end this episode, we're going to go into a quick quiz with your favorite C.
What's up, people? And I hope y'all all enjoyed that awesome, awesome story. Because I did. It did a little bit cut, you know what I mean? That was like some nice Rahab stuff. Okay, now I'm here to just test your knowledge, guys. Y'all know I'm here to test to see who was listening very attentively, you know, and we remember everything that we were taught by I almost said by Z and C, and then I remembered that I'm C. Yes, guys, it happens. I forget sometimes that I'm C. You know, I play the stuff so cool that sometimes I think I'm the other guy, you know. So yeah, so our first question of the day is, what did Rahab tell the messenger who came to her door? The answer is, the spies had already left. Question number two, what did the spies agree to do for Rahab? The answer is, save her and her family. Then the last question, I hope you're ready for this one, guys, because we've been waiting to see if we have listened. Yes. So the last question goes as follows. What sign did Rahab need to hang outside her door? The answer is a scarlet code.
All right, kids, I hope you got all those answers right, because they were awesome questions. Yes. All right, so if you guys want to learn a little bit more about that story, go and read the book of Joshua. But this week we have a bit of a challenge for you guys. I want you to go memorize this specific verse. Joshua 2 verse 11. Go and memorize it, and you know, if you memorize it, good for you. You know, tell your mommies and daddies. And yeah, till next time. Bye.
Hi kids, don't forget